Hi, my name is Katie Carroll, and this is my story, Nobody's Fool. Alan closed his front door and fell heavily against it, unsure of what to do next. Why hadn't he just told Sherry when they first met? He felt sick with embarrassment when he thought about how easy it would have been to tell her the truth from the start. She might have been put off, or laughed and ended it on the spot. But at least he would have spared himself the pain of witnessing that look of shock on her face today. Alan sighed as he slipped his feet out of his large red shoes and shuffled toward his bedroom, stopping to plug in the kettle as he walked by. His memory of her eyes told the story, familiar and bright at first, then darkening, as the seed of an absurd idea bloomed into disbelief. Shame overtook him. He collapsed onto the end of his bed like a deflated balloon, the cheap polyester comforter scratching against his bare legs. He took a deep breath and tried to suppress the wave of nausea that washed over him. He saw again the shape of her lips, falling open ever so slightly as she mouthed his name, her face twisting in confusion. He anchored his feet to the cold linoleum floor and tried to be present. "It's over," Alan told himself. "Just forget about it. You're nothing but a joke to her now." He pressed his hands into his eyes, trying unsuccessfully to block out the image of the first time he'd met Sherry. Her shy smile, the way her cheeks had flushed ever so slightly when he had shaken her hand a little too enthusiastically. When he pulled his hands away from his face, they were smudged with white. He groaned and lumbered to the bathroom sink. The water ran red, then blue, then white, each color circling the drain, turning the water a murky gray. He dragged a thin face cloth across his skin, scrubbing the stubborn bits of color. With his dripping face over the sink, he grabbed a towel and dried off. Alan stared into the mirror. He rubbed at the small splotches of paint that stubbornly dotted his earlobes, the edge of his receding hairline, his nostrils. He wiped harder and harder, trying to erase everything that had happened, stopping only when his nose was red and raw. Alan dragged a cheap plastic comb through his thinning hair and contemplated his reflection. This is who Sherry thought she was getting. She had once told him, not unkindly, that his face had character. He assessed his slightly crooked nose and deep-set laugh lines. She was getting a pretty raw deal either way. He grimaced as he pictured her effortless beauty, the way her eyes crinkled when she smiled, the charm of her infectious laugh. He was embarrassed to have entertained the idea that a woman like Sherry would fall for a lame act like his. What a fool I've been. The whistling of the boiling kettle called Alan back to reality. He threw on his threadbare robe and trooped into the kitchen. Opening a drawer to grab a spoon in one hand, he reached for a mug from the dish rack, then a box of instant soup from the pantry with the other, before juggling them on his way to the counter. Alan was pouring the still gurgling water into the cup when he heard a faint buzzing noise coming from his pocket. It was a text from Sherry. Holding his breath, Alan opened her message. Four words said it all. "I'm down to clown."